right, welcome back. Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming Plays Delta Green Impossible Landscapes. My name is Joe. I'm going to be your handler for this operation. I'm joined by my three friends and by slightly buggy music. By Brad playing Hank Ellis, our U.S. Marshal.
Yo.
By John playing Benedict, our journalist and so-called smooth talker.
And it came no up longer recently. Hole in the neck. Yeah. That was not his job title.
It came up recently that charisma is your highest stat, and I believe it was Dace who expressed some, a great deal of surprise to that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm joined by Dace playing Benji Potts, our historian and occult expert.
Eating ass.
All right. Yep. What a great way to start. They're so disappointed. Well, and for anyone listening, for anyone watching, unfortunately, Dace's mic, Aris having some mic issues, so we had to scramble up this other one. So we're doing our best. Hopefully by next time, I think by next time he's gonna have like a brand new mic set up and whatnot. So that'd be.
I think so too. Next time he will have a better mic, right, Dace?
And not a.
That not why did that sound like a threat? Sword. Next time he will have a better mic.
You told me you wouldn't berate me on air, Brad.
Oh, you lucky ducks.
I think he will have a better mic, or else
there it is again.
Wow.
Oof. Oh jeez.
Have you ever considered going into the business, Brad?
The business,
you mean legitimate
like the business?
Business
of convincing people to do things.
Is that like anything like
I guess
are they called the mafia anymore? Is that just like an old school term?
No, I think it's FIFA now.
Yikes!
Nice one.
Poof.
Did you blow back
from that one?
Am I missing something? Do you like really hate soccer or something?
No, it's like
just like
kind of an open
the Olympics
secret.
Is like corruption.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nah, I'm out of the
in
loop.
In general,
yeah, a bit of a current affairs opening for you there, Joe.
I'm.
Speaking of current affairs, have y'all heard about this whole thing with Budweiser?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the thing where didn't they do a rainbow can and people are angry about it?
Well, from what I understand, they put a transgender person on a can, and then Kid Rock came out with a video of him shooting a case of Budweiser with an AR. And he's like, fuck Budweiser. And this came up at work the other day, and I hadn't heard of it. And they looked at me like I lived on a different planet. They're like,
Madison, 2 months... 2 weeks ago, we literally watched that YouTube video in my living room when Amy was over. Well,
after they brought it up, I remembered it.
Okay.
Well, God, I don't know. I guess people choose some interesting things to get upset about. Like, there's not enough to get upset about in the world already. Like some
just wish there was more stuff to get angry about in the world.
You know what we need
obviously
in this
not on
world?
The right platform.
We need more shit to be angry about.
I haven't been feeling angry and frustrated enough lately. I really use
maybe
that
not
in
people,
my life.
But it is very funny when Kid Rock gets angry. So I am for him getting angry more often. And
are
it
people
includes
still,
random videos.
Are people still
of
listening
shooting
to Kid Rock? Like.
And also, shouldn't he be called like Adult Rock, Old Man Rock?
Old like Grandpa Rock,
Grandpa
surely.
Rock.
At this point, surely.
That's what he says at the beginning of that video. He's like, "Grandpa's got something to say."
He said, "Well, change the name."
He's like, "F Bud Light." Just shoots a car.
I did see a clip of someone, some dude, like in a grocery store, and he was throwing all the beer cans, like raking all the beer off the shelves into the floor and like stomping on the cans, except it was the wrong brand. He was just, it was like, it wasn't even Bud Light. It was just some random other beer.
Raging against the machine.
Dude, well, and here's, I guess the assumption is that he was trying to destroy Bud Light cans. Maybe he's just, like, he just really, really wants to bring Prohibition back.
Yeah. So that's just... Who is that lady that we learned about in middle school that went around with, like, a hammer and just smashed liquor bottles in Prohibition? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember.
This is what happens when you don't have an idea for banter. We wind up
at the top end.
Like, I will say this. I do want to bring this up. Has anyone seen the new trailer for Dune Part 2?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, we can't talk about that, but look it up afterwards.
Can we not?
No one's seen it. I mean, I could. I was open for a banter back and forth about what y'all saw.
But you're the only one who's seen it.
Yeah. Bottom line, it looks dope as hell.
Okay. Well,
you know, there's something... Actually, you know, talking... a little bit about places where people really like to get angry and frustrated. Places like Reddit. Reddit's a really good place to go and find some place to get frustrated.
That's like Wikipedia though, right? Reddit.
It's just as good as Wikipedia. Just as good, I'd say. But last time we ended in a bit of a sticky wicket. And I actually went to Reddit to ask help from other Delta Green players and handlers on how to deal with our particular little situation. So we'll do a quick recap and then we'll talk about this because it is relevant. So, our team, MCell, is in Boston, 2015. They were recruited, they were contacted and recruited and told that they need to look into the disappearance of several Delta Green agents from a psychiatric facility that is known to treat Delta Green agents, a place called the Dorchester House. They got there, they noticed some foul play and some weirdness, and I believe at that time you guys had gone back to your handler, your mission giver, your in-game handler, Agent Exeter. But it became pretty clear that something was wrong with Agent Exeter and that he had likely been compromised himself by the forces that you had first encountered in 1995. You followed him. After you guys went to his house and engaged in combat with a mechanical device or mechanical creature that was mere inches away from killing Benedict, was very luckily also did not kill Brad. Benji managed to escape, and you guys were able to hook up with a mob doctor who were able to stitch you guys back together. You guys went back and then followed Agent Exeter, or should I say Dr. Barbas, to a junkyard where you utilized your trademark bag of disappearing in order to zip tie and black bag him, bringing him to the abandoned construction site where you guys have been working out of. Once you got there, you interrogated him. It became very clear that he was gone. I think I was listening back to the episode. I remember Brad, or as Hank said several times, he's gone. He's like, this guy is like beyond help, is the impression I got.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were interrogating him. He kept talking about these machines in his house and that he went to the night world and got the instructions for these things, that he has to feed the machine, and he kept making references to this. You guys had found diagrams of not just the machine that attacked you, the lion, but also diagrams for another machine called the Scribe, and you one of you had said that you thought that this, there was something in this, the scribe machine was in his house. One of you, I think it was Benji, asked, how do we turn the machines off? And he told you. He told Benji, whispered in his ear instructions. But this, these instructions were maddening. And they sent Benji into a state of temporary insanity. And I rolled it per the mechanics of Delta Green. The way it works is that when you go temporarily insane, you can have one of three things that you do. You flee, you fawn, or submit, or you struggle. Rolled it, and Benji rolled to struggle. And the way struggle works is typically use whatever weapon is at hand. Benji had on him that big old Desert Eagle. Benedict was not in a place to actually assist, really. And Hank tried to get his hands on Benji, but it's too late. Benji gunned down Agent Exter, Dr. Elias Barbas, right there in the abandoned construction site. We ended on the scene where Hank had called in the events on the satellite phone, and with Benedict trying to comfort Hank, or trying to comfort Benji. Now, back to Reddit and what I was talking to the folks on the Delta Green Reddit subreddit about. I asked them, I said, the things that do acts or events that normally would cause sanity damage cause sanity damage if the individual is in the midst of temporary insanity. Because, like, mm-hmm. when you think about it, if you're temporarily insane, you do something. That's not really you, necessarily. And there was actually one of our other games that we played.
That's what I always say.
There's another game, one of the other operations that we played in Control Group, Wormwood Arena. Dace also had a character who avoided sanity damage of blowing up a house full of innocent cultists because he was in a drug-induced haze.
What a game. What a fucking
game. I forgot that he was on drugs the whole time.
They weren't drugs. They were supernatural spores.
Right.
Oh,
in
yeah.
a bottle.
Or what? No, sorry, they weren't the spores. It was the glyph. He had seen the glyph. Yeah. He wasn't exposed to the... Anyway, that's a whole different game.
Spoilers.
Yes, sorry. Sorry, spoilers for Control Group. But basically, so here we are in the situation where I'm trying to decide, because at the end, I even mentioned at the end of the last episode, what do we do with Benji, who just murked this guy? In the agent's handbook on page 67 is these little like example tables of different losses from insanity. Under inflicting violence, there is kill an innocent in cold blood, even for a very good reason. Now, the term innocent is kind of hard to digest sometimes. But I think we could all argue that Dr. Barbas was not in his right mind and maybe was being manipulated. So it makes me think that he's more innocent than he was not innocent. Do you guys have any take on that?
I think that's bullshit.
A good read.
We don't know what... what did he say?
That caught me off guard. He's just like,
I just think it's bullshit.
We don't know the backstory, man. If he was like, who knows? He could have been about his daily work and whatever, and got wrapped into this.
That motherfucker with his motorcycle handlebars. No ways.
Yeah. Maybe he intentionally sought it all out. We don't know. Could be.
Yeah.
There was actually, if I remember correctly, he had the info from our original mission 20 years ago in his car. So that kind of implies maybe that was the start of this whole spiral downwards as he got a hold of the evidence we turned in. Maybe we did this to him inadvertently. We don't know.
He's still guilty. Right. That's what you said. I agree. I think you're a great lawyer.
And dead.
Jean, is this the metagamer in you talking? Or is this your genuine
anybody,
belief?
Anybody who's come into contact with Delta Green at this point, they're not innocent. They may not be good, they may not be bad, but they're not innocent. Fuck that noise.
Yeah. There's not good and bad, they're just insane and not insane.
Exactly.
So, one of the people who answered the question, was kind of, wait, is this allowed?
Are the handlers allowed to collude with each other? I'm sure that's not allowed. That's going to cause problems.
What do you mean? Yes, you're being vetoed here.
Full of shit.
You know what? I'm kind of on John's side. You've been colluding with other handlers?
Colluding.
I want to do something, like, because the rules do not specifically address it, but I want to come to something right. That's reasonable.
Let me make sure you understand this. So the whole debate is whether he gets deducted sanity points and
whilst being
in well, there are two things. One of them is that it is one of the questions is, was Dr. Barbas in this situation innocent or not?
I see.
And that's like one of the questions. And then the second question is, in that insane state, does Benji take another slap of sanity damage? Keeping in mind that I believe you lost 4 sanity? Is that right? At the end of last time? Actually, it should be on the roll 20, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let me see here.
So if he wasn't innocent, he shouldn't have died? Which we can't do anything about that now, but is that the debate?
It affects the amount of sanity damage that
if he was innocent
that Benji will take. Yeah, okay. Because watching it happen, or it depends, like, you know, it's easier to justify in your mind hurting someone if you think you had a really good reason. Now, the way I'm going to play it...
Well, okay.
Because... Like,
Are you asking us for our opinion at this point? Or?
Here's my question to you. From Benji's perspective, because that's really what it's about. From Benji's perspective, was this individual malicious or innocent?
100% malicious. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
When he whispered that information that pushed him over the edge, he's like, I have to kill this threat. That's how that insanity manifested itself. So in Benji's perspective, justified. Now, when he snapped out of it, he's remorseful, certainly, but in that moment, that is what I would say how he perceived it.
I'd buy it.
It's a...
Do we get a vote here, Joe?
It's not a voting system.
It's not a democratic system.
I'm sorry.
Can the jury have 5 hours to deliberate? Can we have a recess?
Please.
So what are we gonna do? What's the final?
Alright, so here's the other thing. So I think
what was the consensus
based on that, like, I'm kind of leaning toward that same way too, that in that situation, from Benji's perspective, which will affect his mentality and how much sanity damage he takes, I think we're going to count this as an enemy. Like, keeping in mind, you're also 90% sure this guy built a robot that almost killed you. So,
we're good.
You know? All right, so we're going to say not innocent. Because I'm going to tell you that the sanity damage for killing an innocent, even for a really good reason, is 1 to 1d10.
Ouch.
So it's pretty hefty. So the other thing is,
you know how
does?
I was about to say, you know how this works in court. Now, if this is a precedent for what's innocent and not innocent here on out, this act.
Oh, I love it.
I think it really does come down to what the individual sees. What the individual is going off of. And I trust that you guys, like, you guys believe in actually taking the viewpoint of the character in a way. Like, you guys role play in a way that I trust your insight. I know you're not here to power game this. I trust
you guys. We couldn't if we wanted to. We don't understand the system well enough.
That's also true. Alright.
You make us sound very innocent there.
Okay. So the other thing I'm going to do... So here's the other thing we're going to do. You ready for this?
Hit me.
We're going to decide whether or not... So someone had mentioned something I thought was very, very interesting. This is from the when Delta Green was still a Call of Cthulhu setting and was still reliant on the Call of Cthulhu rules.
Way back in the day.
Yeah. So I think it's really interesting. So we're going to have Benji do a roll to see if he comprehends or remembers his actions during his time of insanity, or if there's such a blur, it feels like that he was, you know, that like it wasn't even him who did it. And he's going to do that with an intelligence check. An intelligence check that he needs to fail. You need to fail the intelligence check. Problem is that Benji's intelligence is pretty high. So.
Feels like the odds are stacked against us.
It does, but I kind of like that because I already role-played it as he knew what happened after he came out of that snap. So, I mean, we'll respect the role, but I feel like the odds are stacked against me, and I think that makes sense. So let me pull up my character sheet.
Let's see what we got here.
Remind me of the stakes of this. If I don't fail, I'm facing 10 points of sanity damage. Is that it?
We're not going to go with the 10. We're going to go with the lower one, which is 1d4 sanity damage.
Okay. Here it comes. Intelligence check.
Benedict takes 4 steps backwards towards the door.
Just in case.
I think at the end I took his gun from him.
That's a success. That's so success, right. That's bad for me.
That's bad.
That's bad for you.
Only
okay.
Just succeeded.
Did you take that sanity damage? Did you adjust your sanity on your sheet?
Let's see.
The sanity damage from last time? We're off to a real rip-roaring of an episode.
Yeah, this is real. So crunchy, but I mean, it's important.
Let's get the spreadsheet up.
Sorry, Mom. I feel worse. I feel worse about this than when I say eating ass. Like, making her listen to this crunchy bullshit.
There it is again. There it is, that unnecessary phrase.
Eating ass. No, I did not deduct. So, last time I rolled... How many sanity points did I take? I had a fumble, and then I rolled
a
d4.
You had,
and I got a 4 on that d4.
And you said you wanted to take that damage. Yep. It says here that you are down to 39. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so go ahead and subtract 4 from 39.
What did I roll a d3 for after that?
That was to see what kind of mental break.
What the reaction was. Mm.
Alright, so I'm at 35 now.
Alright.
And since I had a success on my intelligence check, I now need to roll another d4. Right?
Well, now you got to roll the sanity roll. To actually roll the sanity check at your new level, which is 34.
Okay. Jesus.
So let me roll the sanity check.
It's got 34.
Sanity is not looking. Benji's sanity is not
looking.
I got
a success.
Success.
All right, Benji.
Right.
Holding it together.
We're not taking you to the asylum. All right,
you're not taking sanity damage for that. Your sanity is fucked. You have a 35 sanity. Jeez. There is a way. Can you look around on your sheet for a minute? And try to figure out how to readjust your
breaking
point. There's a button for it. I just don't know where it is.
I'll take a look.
So
it looks at how much your sanity is, and it adjusts according to that.
Yeah, it gives you the breaking point. Or maybe you just have to put it in.
I guess, again, props to the creators and mechanics of the game, because I would think if he has some insight as to how these... what are the machines called again? What's the place called? Carcosian Clockworks. You might be a little off your rocker.
Yeah. I calculate for you. Your new breaking point is 28. So let's talk about Benji's motivations, because Benji has now crossed a new threshold. He now has a new psychological disorder. Okay. Read to me your motivations, please. Still exist.
They're a little bit dated.
Okay.
The first one is make mama proud. That never really came into play. I just didn't play Benji like that. The second one
water
is...
boy?
Yeah, essentially.
Actually, you know what? Go ahead and put beside record blues album. Go ahead and put disabled by that one.
Ouch.
So Benji is no longer motivated. He no longer has that intrinsic desire to record a blues album. He That's does, brutal. Though. He does now suffer from a sleep disorder.
All right. I need to write that under catatonia.
Please.
All right.
That's funny.
Benji's fucking, he's not doing great, guys.
Benji's not doing great. Anyway,
I'm gonna send you on a short holiday. You'll be fine.
I like to say one of my other motivations is spread the joy of the blues and boogie woogie.
You still believe in that?
God, that was a different life.
Yeah.
All right, let's transition over to the game screen here. We are currently looking at this is the location of canonically the location of the murder board is where they have now murdered Dr. Barbas. So you now see he has a nice big red X over him there
is
on the screen.
Is it really a murder board if you don't commit a murder?
I mean, it's like you gotta break it in, you know?
Yeah.
You guys took the opportunity to break in the old murder board.
And the blood splattered in exactly that typography to spell out India Moon.
That's the stuff. Right.
So you guys are here. It's, we're gonna say, like, probably 10 o'clock at night. Benji, you're probably starting to kind of put yourself together. But you feel, you know, something snapped in you in that moment. Oh, also go ahead and remove that check mark under violence, because you crossed a threshold. You lost that violence check mark.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, you're kind of getting it together, Hank. You know, you're standing there over Benedict. You know, you give Benji a few pats and you kind of bring him to his feet. And now here you guys have this body in front of you. Hank, I believe you had, when you had called on the satellite phone, you had asked for a cleanup team. But you also know better. I probably should have corrected you in the moment. You are the cleanup team.
How are we just going to redcon that entire perfect ending to an episode, Joe?
You, actually, now that I think of it, I'm sorry. Disregard that. If you want the cleanup team will come.
Cool.
I don't like the way he said that.
I don't either, but... I told you that last... that was like one of the top, at least top four role-playing episodes for me that I've ever been a part of. Like, that was...
That might be the most fun I've ever had playing an RPG, honestly.
Like,
yeah.
It was such a perfect ending, too, so I don't think we should, whatever the cost, I don't think we should retcon that.
Yeah.
But
no, I do really like it, and it was a really good one. So now here you guys are. Are you gonna do anything with Barbas's body for the meantime? Are you just gonna leave him here?
Like, I mean,
just
I guess
like,
we'll,
exactly like he is.
No, I mean Hank will find some kind of tarp of sort at the construction site and throw it over him.
Yeah, not a problem. You find some plastic, some Visqueen, wrap them up.
Benji, are you? I hesitate to give you back your weapon, but we might need it going forward, especially since, given what we've got ourselves into, are you okay to handle the weapon again?
I'm all right. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. He told me something, and I can't remember what it was.
But try to remember. Whisper it in my ear.
Bring it in, Hank. Bring it in.
I'll just hold two guns in my hand while you tell me.
All right, here goes nothing.
It is worth noting that the other two of you, that you guys are also at the brink, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Just joking. Don't tell me shit about what you heard. I don't want to know anything. Now, can you handle this weapon?
Yeah, give me my piece.
All right. I hand him back his Desert Eagle.
Look, Hank, Benedict, here's the thing. I know how to shut these machines down. Whatever he told me, I know how to shut these machines down.
Hmm.
Don't make no sense to me. I don't know. I don't understand it. But I can do it. I can shut these machines down. We go back there. We got a shot.
That brings up the next issue. Where to go next? Back to the mental health facility or to Exeter's house? Me personally, I feel the matter's more pressing at his house, given what went down. But, I mean, Benedict, how do you feel right now? I don't know. We're going to be going in worse than when we went in the first time.
I was going to say, I think we could use a bit of a rest. Some of us have been through and had things through us, and it's probably a good time to recover a bit more. I don't know if there's... We can't tell. If the situation's going to get worse, the situation's going to get worse with or without us. So I think we need to recover, regroup, and then figure out what we want to do.
All right. Meet at Arby's in the morning.
So it sounds like you guys want to head back to the hotel.
Yeah.
I'm just plugging in my computer, but yeah.
Okay.
Wildly irresponsible, I will say.
Wildly.
Murder bot just running around the forest in this suburban neighborhood. But
it's going to have like a sleep mode. It's going to cry itself to sleep.
I appreciate your optimism.
We don't know
is that
this...
how machines work?
Yeah.
We don't know how this one works. I mean, there is this whole thing, like, it almost feels like that whole property, you know, Joe mentioned that the blood splatter disappeared right on the property, so we don't know if, like, it just reset, maybe it just, like, goes right back to the night floors, or
what
kind of weird interdimensional stuff is happening. With that
somebody's
thing.
Missing with the landscape or something, who knows?
I mean, it could be an extension of those of the night floors, and it just like disappears when day happens or some shit like that.
Oh my god,
that would be the best case scenario. It just like dematerializes and goes back to its dormant state in the house.
Benedict tries not to think about it.
All right, so you guys head back to the Ritz-Carlton. A little bit Benji, a little shaky. Otherwise, no worse for the wear. And unless I'm mistaken, I believe you guys are able to rest up a little bit.
Update our sheet.
Yep, so anyone who needs to heal, unless I'm mistaken, I believe you roll a constitution test, anybody who's missing out on any of their HP. So go ahead and roll those for us.
Success for Hank.
Success for Benedict.
All right, both you gain one hit point.
Shit.
Also, anyone who is missing out on their willpower, I do believe that you have an opportunity to gain back some willpower at this point. I forget how much it is. I think it's 1d6. Is that right? Really great radio. We're going to go with 1d6. Except... Hey, Benji, do you need to get any willpower points back?
No.
Okay. Well, even though that is the case, you have a new disorder that affects your ability to rest. If you could please roll a sanity check as you try to go
sleep.
Sleep.
Really? So you can get sanity damage every time you go to sleep.
I'm not saying he's going to get sanity damage. It's not what I'm saying.
It's so brutal.
Okay, here goes.
Nightmares. Nightmares.
What was that? Oh, it's a failure. Shit. 74 over 35. What happens?
All right. You are not able to sleep. You come to in middle of the night from a dream where you roll over. You know, you guys are in the three-layer spooning position that you are canonically, apparently. But at some point in time, a fourth arm makes it over the top of Benji.
What?
And you turn.
Is that you?
And you turn and you see the paling face of Barbas. Dr. Barbas, who has his mouth still turned up in that wicked smile.
Oh, shit.
And you... You're shocked awake.
Yeah. It's like shoots up, right? Like breathing fast, like
yeah.
Sweating maybe.
Yeah. You are you're unable to stay with it basically. You're unable to remain asleep, and if this continues, you are going to start to experience as if tomorrow night, if you can't get some sleep, you're going to start to have some issues.
I think Benji's going to reach into his bag and take a couple shots of whiskey to take the edge off. I think Benji might be developing some bad habits.
I actually, you know, I should have said this ahead of time. You could actually try to drink to get to sleep, which would give you a plus 20 on your roll. But even with the roll you got, that plus 20 still wouldn't help.
Yeah, I'm not going to take it right now anyway.
Yeah. You are, like I said, come next time. Come if you don't get some sleep tomorrow night, you're going to have some issues. So, here we are. Everyone is at the Ritz-Carlton. You guys are all asleep. And you're all getting ready for your day. And where do you go once you guys come to? And it's probably 9 o'clock in the morning, you guys... You know, or you guys can get up earlier than that. What are you going to do?
We got time for Arby's or what?
We better go get it to go and see if the cleanup crew did everything they're supposed to.
I like that. That's what you call compromise.
We get Arby's. And then I guess, unless Benedict wanted to do something else, go to the construction site again. The murder board, yeah. As it is.
We have to regroup, yeah.
You guys don't want to RP the Arby's scene?
I don't know why you wouldn't.
I'm kind of hungry and make me more hungry. Take a big bite of a juicy fast food roast beef sandwich.
Dang, Hank. That's juicy. You want a seasoned fry? A seasoned
you
fry?
Guys, you guys, then leave they interrupt there.
That's some loud music.
Yeah, sorry. I gotta get that turned down.
I'm trying to drown out the Arby's talk.
Put right. a fry in my mouth.
Yeah. You guys leave. You guys leave Arby's. You guys leave Arby's and you make it back to Exeter's house, to Barbas's house.
No, we're going to the construction site.
Oh, are you going back?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Well, just to make sure the cleanup crew came and took care of that.
Yeah.
And kind of decide the plan of action before we go straight to... that's what I was thinking.
Agreed. That makes sense.
Okay. If that is the case, then Benji, make me a D100 roll.
Can do, good buddy.
Make sure to be close to your mic.
There we go. That would be a 24.
24, so that is lucky. All right. You
fall in love with the blues again.
You are in love with the blues, man. Just came back to y'all at once. You guys get to the construction site, and where you guys have the murder board set up is like in the basement of this construction site. Like all the concrete is poured, and there's probably like two floors built, but then something happened and they never completed this construction site, and it's been locked up for like a year or so. You guys make it down in there, and there's some graffiti here and there, and you guys go to your murder board, you know, to reference your notes or just to make sure the place cleaned up, and sure enough, you see that there is a, it looks like someone has come in and scrubbed the floor. There's a big stain there, but it's hard to say that it's blood. You can imagine if somebody were walking through here, they would just see a weird stain and would think nothing of it. As you are like heading in, like maybe Benji, maybe before you guys start heading down the stairs, maybe Benji hesitates for just a moment, you know, going back down to the basement where this happened. And out of the corner of your eye, you see someone in the construction site. You see them turn a corner heading away from you.
Yeah, he'll investigate.
The hell was that?
Okay.
And Benedict, notice? Do we notice?
Give me an alertness for you guys to notice that Benji's not right behind you. He's not trying to hide himself or anything.
Mm-hmm. Benedict will notice. And say, ooh, where is he going? Hank?
Same Hank. With Hank.
Okay. You hear Benji kind of mumble and walk off. You hear him not following you down the steps. You both turn and go after him. Benji, and this place is kind of like a weird maze. Like, you know, there's all these walls. You can tell there's like a vague layout here, but there's no doors. There's doorways, but there's no doors installed. Like maybe a few here and there. It looks like someone came along later, you know, and started putting in these like big industrial fire doors. And right as you kind of call out, and do you run after this person, or like what do you do?
I wouldn't run. I would just kind of like walk over to see where they went. They turned a corner, right?
Yeah. You get over to where they were, and you see the back of someone. They appear to be wearing, it's not what you expect, they're wearing like a red velvety jacket and pants, and there's like gold trimming all around it, and they have like a little square, like old school bellhop hat just like right on top of their head. And what's that?
I just said, what the hell? Yeah, it'd be like,
hey, you, the hell are you doing here?
Okay. I think Benedict will get his gun ready.
So you guys hear him say this, and this figure has its hand on the push bar of one of these fire doors. And you, as you yell out, it kind of turns its face to you. Roll me. Roll me a sanity check.
Success, 23 under 35.
As it figure turns to you, your stomach lurches. But you keep your eye on the prize.
Oh no! My stomach!
It's the Arby's, man. Your stomach lurches and like your kind of vision swims as you hold on to the stark bare concrete to kind of hold yourself up. And as you look your head up, you see the flat painted face of like a human sized marionette.
Oh,
like a human sized puppet. And you see that its feet are hovering just off the floor, but it's like mimicking walking. And as Benedict and Hank get to you, like right as you're like holding on, maybe you're fishing for your gun, and right as you guys hear the fire door shut up in front of Benji.
Don't see anything?
You guys don't see anything. You just see Benji, who looks like he's having a problem.
Do they actually hear the fire door shut, or is it just me?
They do. Like, you guys get around the corner, and you know whatever, you think that there's someone else up here. You both hear the ching as the fire door slams.
Did y'all see that? Did y'all fucking see that? The goddamn one of the mannequins from the night floor is walking around here.
Oh, God.
Benji, I know you've been through a lot, but you've got to keep it together. We gotta be sharp this time around.
And remember when we went into the night floors, I don't think we should follow too many things these days. He kind of clutches at his neck.
His neck hole.
Gently. With his foulard.
You don't hear that door close? Someone's here.
Oh, we heard the door close. We believe you, Benji. We don't think you're insane. We just know we don't want to find out what the hell's happening too much.
Yeah. You don't think you're insane?
Sure, I appreciate that. It means a lot to me. I feel so vulnerable right now, and I'm so glad you're being open and honest with me.
Looks at Benedict. Anyway,
back to our murder board.
Yeah, I mean, wait, like I said,
narrowly
you guys
get avoided down there. Another fucking incident, but that's cool.
You guys get back down there, and like I said, it looks like the place has been scrubbed, and the body is gone. The like folding chair that he was duct taped to, that you guys are strapped into, does bear like two of the bullet holes where the bullet went all the way through him. Like this chair has two bullet holes in the back of it, with the third being like in a place where there's no chair. So, but it's been cleaned. It's been wiped down. You don't know if it's, and there's like, maybe there's like a vague smell of bleach in the kind of dusty construction site air.
Hank takes the chair and like moves it out of sight basically to try to get everyone like refocused and just right.
Benedict like crouches down. It's like, does anybody wonder why blood stains? It's also a legit question. Why does blood stain? This is the educational
roll an intelligence check, I guess.
Hank was like mid bite of his Arby's. is like, ah.
Yeah.
And Benji is just staring at the chair with the two bullet holes in it. 1,000-yard stare, not even registering this absurd question.
So what do you got? What do you guys want to do here? Are you
we need to figure out if there is any. So Hank basically will say he wants to, as tough as it is, he thinks the priority might be Exeter's house.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, maybe I'm trying to think of something. I think we do have AOS now, but also wouldn't hurt. I kind of want a couple grenades too. And is there anything else we can do to? We have some meds that the mob doctor gave us. Maybe we should. I don't know if. Basically, Hank wants to try to figure out a way. His main concern is to get the health higher up and grenades.
Here's the thing, Hank. I like your instinct. More firepower, the better. Agree on that one. What we need to focus on is we need to figure out how to distract these constructs. I have the skills to turn them off now. We have to figure out how to get me in there to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're susceptible to. Like a flashbang probably wouldn't work. It's basically
Blade
for arms.
Assuming you don't quite know how to do what you think you know how to do, that's where hopefully the grenade would come in. But
Can you do this remotely? Do you need like a long pole, or do you have to get right up into them to switch them off?
You think you need to be basically right up on it. You also know that based off of your experience previously with the lion, that it did not seem to, it seemed to be activated or begin its, you know, boot up when you got close to it. That before you guys went up there and started messing with it, it seemed to be kind of just chilling.
And also, I don't think this, I forgot what it was that happened, but something about the information we got made me think the scribe machine might not be hostile. It might be used for some other purpose. I can't remember specifically what was said. But that was the feeling I got as well. So it might just be we have to worry about the lion, but it might not even be in the house. You know, it might be somewhere else, so we might not even have to fight it, but I'm sure a clockwork of some sort will be at play, you know, as we go into there.
What can you use to immobilize a robot? What's the opposite of WD-40? Can we throw some vinegar on it?
Grenades.
And make it flash rust?
So you're gonna like pour some sugar in its tank?
I'm gonna piss in that lion's tank, fuck it up real good.
I'm gonna say, based off of this kind of otherworldly knowledge that's hard for Benji to explain, he doesn't think there's such a thing. You don't think there's a way to just bind this thing, or to affect it in a way.
All right. Anyway, that's all Hank has. Hank, I guess, for you.
What if we paid an orphan to go in the house first?
It's your lobbies, Benji. We don't got time for this kind of nonsense about orphans.
Hold on. I think he's on to something. I don't want to go back into that house anytime soon. And maybe I don't agree with the details behind this plan on the whole orphan front.
I'm not
in any condition to fight.
You're the charmer.
And I try to turn one of those things off.
Maybe you can convince one of the neighbors to go in for us again.
I don't
so
think I
good.
Have very good rapport
so
with
good
the neighbors.
So good at manipulating the neighbors.
Now, I'm not going to put anybody else at risk. This is our job. I'm not going to try to get neighbors or orphans.
This is not a job I wanted, Hank. Don't you want to get home to your friends? Your friends, in air quotes.
How are your boys doing, by the way?
Your sons?
Or
in air quotes.
How are your sons? Have you even phoned your sons, man?
I would like to see
Benedict's
my boys.
Benedict's a little bit prickly. I want to see
except
my...
Except for, I don't care gay. About Julius. I could stay in a couple more weeks without seeing him, but...
You guys don't remember him having a kid named Julius.
Ooh. Who's looking after your kids again, Hank?
Well, they always seem to just kind of take care of themselves.
It's also been 20 years. They're all adults by now, so...
No, I think we're talking about the new kids.
I vaguely remember leaving a bunch of soup,
hobos.
But I don't want to talk about it, all right?
On that note, would any of them be prepared to come and help us, say, investigate a house? Are any of them orphans?
You
Bad
seem
idea.
To have a lot of ideas about what other people should do with what is the mechanic called?
Bonds.
Why don't we get your pet bird to go in there and tap on some machines? Why don't I strap a grenade to the bird and throw him through the window? I think that'll work.
I'm not opposed to this plan, but I like your thinking. Once again, don't disagree. The details are what's important. Now, Hank, can we get hold of some kind of bomb defusal equipment to maybe scout the place? I'm thinking remote control cars. Like, I saw a movie once, Home Alone. There was a car.
I actually do like that idea.
I know,
that is a
I'm
good idea.
Saying it out if of my get, mouth hole. Of course it's a good idea.
God. Benedict is in a mood.
What if you guys ever seen that movie Hurt Locker? Came out about 2007, right there. About.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking
one
about.
Of them
the
bomb diffusers on treads. I got a little arm. Yes. Get them there.
And the child's at home alone, and he's diffusing a bomb. That's exactly it.
I'm going to be frank with. I don't think we're going to. The marshal's office doesn't have one of those. But what
God
we might be able to
it,
do
Hank.
Is. I do like the idea of strapping a camera onto a remote car of sorts and going through the house.
All right. To the dollar.
So in 2015, commercial drones and whatnot are not yet available. Do any of you guys have any electronics or any capacity to make this, or are you just spitballing?
Well, I was thinking of something extremely crude, like literally what he said, like a toy car, strap a camera to it.
Okay, it's the year 2015. Do you remember any wireless, like, was there like wireless GoPros that could send
for
anything
sure.
else?
Yeah, yes.
7 years ago. For sure.
8 years. Absolutely.
It's like yesterday.
We can legit check. Yeah, it works.
Stop by the Radio Shack.
Bro, there was definitely GoPros. There was definitely GoPros in 2015.
Look, I can tell by your expression that you're not going to let us have the fucking bomb
using
like robots.
That's what I'm getting at.
No, I don't want that. I think it is a good idea.
A
not
compromise.
That, but something to scout the
2008,
area.
2008, my friend. GoPro Wide Hero 2008.
Okay.
So I just want to make a list unless someone else wants to add to it. What Hank wants to get
shopping list
is go raid the Marshall's loot again and get body armor for Benedict and Benji. Try to get a hold of grenades. I doubt the Marshall's also would have that, but I don't know. And I think we want to make this little car thing to go through the house.
Yeah, we already have the body armor. We just have to actually put
it
on.
Oh, I thought y'all didn't have it. Okay. Y'all just
put
it on.
Mine's on the whole time. He
now,
never takes it off
he's
anymore.
Just on after it would be on.
Benji, you said you knew how to switch these things off. Do you think you could create something if I got hold of this company who makes cameras? Do you think you could make a clockwork?
Oh, you want him to make a crazy clockwork?
Who
thing?
Knows? Is this possible?
You don't think you have, based off what you know, you think it's, you don't know what energy source these things have or anything like that. You think you just vaguely know how to, like, you know where to find the off switch.
I think all I can do is, I don't know if I can build something. All I can do is really shut something off.
Damn, we could have really got an Exeter's help here.
1,000-yard stare from Benji.
So what are we thinking, right,
what,
Joe?
I'm thinking that this sounds really complex. I think it sounds really complex, and quite frankly, I don't know if you guys have the wherewithal to put all this stuff together. What is this grocery list again?
Grenades. GoPro, and a toy car. That's literally, it's not, I don't think it's going to be that complex. Like, it's strapping a GoPro to something, like a remote car, to go through the house.
Is the house wheelchair accessible as well? Just wanted to check.
No. All right. If you guys want to get this and want to get to work, you're going to have to make some rolls. Okay? I'm going to say that these are all standard expenses so that you can access the funds pretty easy. You don't have to... Don't worry about subtracting the expenses and stuff like that. Not for something like this. You guys are able to get together the money to get the parts for this. Now, putting it all together and actually operating it are a different thing. So,
fair enough.
Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have access to YouTube. You know, it is 2015.
I have some military science, my friend.
Why do you have military science?
Because you were studying the...
Wait, weren't you like a World War II buff or something?
Studying weapons from the British Empire. Which included remote-controlled...
Of course! Okay. I'm going to say that you can use... I'm going to say that any of you can try to use some type of craft skill if you have it, which I don't think anyone does. Or... intelligence at a minus 40. I will only allow two of you. Two of you can try it if one of you fails.
I'd also just want to make sure. We're just talking about putting a GoPro on a toy car, right?
Like, were there literally GoPros at that time that had like a monitor that you could monitor wirelessly with it? Was that a thing?
They partnered with Periscope the following year to do live streaming. So we're in the right ballpark.
Are you literally Googling this as we go?
I'm Googling the shit. Also, I have a reason why Bloodstained, if anybody's interested.
He hates this idea so much.
I do hate it so much.
He doesn't want us to play this game.
All right,
he doesn't want
roll your
to have
freaking
fun.
Intelligence check. If you can figure out a way how to put it together at a negative 40, then you can have it.
That's fucking brutal.
That's a little bit much.
Do it.
He hates us.
Benji will roll because he's got a high intelligence.
I failed by 3%.
Negative 40. And a failure from Benji. 85 over.
Man, if we can't strap a GoPro on a toy car, we got problems. Alright.
Well, we have
okay, you know what? Fine. You can strap the GoPro on. I don't hate it that much. I'm just thinking about it.
Down. I'll take this victory.
Alright, don't think I'm folding.
I'm with you that
it's
a little bit
about it does sound reasonable.
It's a little bit ridiculous, but the only reason I think Hank really wants to do this is because of how shit it went last time. I mean, if we go in there and the fucking lion is walking around and active, then of course we're not going to go in there. We can't do that. We'll die.
Benedict does not want to go in this house.
So you guys are paranoid. You guys are hyper paranoid after nearly losing two of you.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You duct tape your GoPro to the...
Doesn't need intelligence.
No. Okay, so when are you guys going back to the house?
ASAP?
I guess as soon as we can do that, I would think. Also, can I get a hold of grenades?
No. No, you can't just get a hold of grenades.
While we're out shopping, actually, we need batteries for the remote controls. Can we just throw in a couple of grenades from Walmart?
Why not? Like, just go to the grenades section.
That's right next to the hunting section.
It's right next to the hunting section. Yeah, it's 2015. Walmart's still selling grenades. No.
I wouldn't put it past them. All right.
I guess you can make a request for it, but it will take time. And you don't
know if
your Delta Green guys are going to give it to you.
Yeah, I'll attempt that.
Okay. Yeah, you hit star 616, and there's two rings, and hello.
This is M-Cell. We're looking for a little bit more equipment. Could I get a dozen grenades, please?
We'll do what we can. Anything else?
No, and you sound lovely today. Thank you.
You hear the sound of an ice-cold Sierra Mist being opened.
The lore builds.
I've got something really important to deal with here.
Oh, sure.
Joe is
sure.
going to make a fucking spin-off series from this guy. I'm sure of it.
All right, you know where to contact me. Thank you.
Okay, he hangs up the phone. You have no idea when this is going to come.
Gotcha. Hopefully it'll drop from a drone somewhere. All
right. Right.
Loot box style.
I can Call of Duty.
So is everybody good with this plan? I'm assuming we're going to have someone go up, open the door for the car. Unless there's a doggy flap.
Opting out of this.
There's not.
I'll do it. I think I'm probably in the best shape.
How does this sound, Benedict? You open the door, I'll control the car, and go in there and look around. If we see the lion, I don't know, what do you guys think? Should we try to sneak past it, or are you going to attempt to disarm it if we see it in there docile?
Yeah, I'm going to try to disarm it.
All right.
Okay.
We do have some quieter shoes. Those bright blue.
Let me take off my clogs real quick. They're made out of
You guys make it to the house in Medford, Massachusetts.
Along quickly.
You freaking guys, man. You guys make it. By the time you make it, by the time you've done this shopping and everything, it's probably like 6 o'clock. It's starting to get dark. If you want the cover of darkness, you don't have to wait too long. You guys pull up, and again, you see the quiet residence. It's all grown up, and there's no lights on inside. You see like the last of like, you know, someone taking their dog out for a walk, you know, as the street lights start to flicker on, and you have access to the house. What are we doing?
Benedict puts his lapel mic on. Thinking about the lapel mic that was in his throat.
Oh yeah, the throat mic that you lost in your own throat.
I'm going to stay in the car.
Hank will be in the car as well, operating the makeshift GoPro device. And we're strapped with the ARs, or I am at least, ready if something happens.
Yeah, let's be very clear about this. We got body armor on. We got all the guns that we have, which is, what, pistols? Benji's got a shotgun.
It's going to be hard to carry a shotgun and a rifle, so...
Well, Benji will stick with a shotgun. Pistol, shotgun.
Okay.
Hank, AR, pistol.
Benedict, AR. And okay. Watching the forest as well.
Keeping an eye on
the
woodland.
He knows his handler's got shit in his sleeve.
All right.
You guys, Benji, are you going to the front door or the back door?
Back door. And I'm going to roll a stealth, we need to update our skills, right? Because we got a night's sleep.
That's right. Yeah, hit your skills.
Can I, even though I failed that sanity check?
I'm going to be a gentle GM and say yes. Even though you slept like ass, that you've already been ruined. You've already been punished for having the sleep disorder. Sufficiently, I think.
Okay. Rolling stealth, which I'll probably fail. Yep, failed stealth.
Did you give yourself a plus 20? A plus 20 would make that a success.
For those shoes.
Wow.
Since I took my clogs off, I get a plus 20?
Yeah.
It's nighttime.
Wow.
It's nighttime. God, you're getting a bonus for darkness.
Success.
All right. You make it around, you get around the back. The door is still unlocked. And as you come in, you see the similar to what Hank had seen when he first came in. You see the kitchen, all the utensils and the plates and everything are all tossed in a big corner, like in a big pile, like they're all broken. It reeks of gasoline oil, much like when you came in here the first time. And I assume you're not going all the way in. I assume you're just opening the door.
Track the door, okay. Put the device in, put the okay. RC, a monster truck, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Grave Digger.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
All right. Hank, you see on the camera that that Benji has put the
Gravedigger,
the little RC scout, the Gravedigger, in the kitchen, and you see what you saw before. You come around through the kitchen, through the dining hall, and into the living room where Lion was previously. And I imagine that's what you're looking for first and foremost.
Right.
You do not see it.
Mm. Jesus,
you do
it's
not
out.
See it.
I really thought it was going to be like reset. It's still out in the wild. God. I come on the intercom. It's like, no sign of the machine. Good for
as
us.
You drive around a little bit and you see that there's a set of stairs that goes to the second floor that you can't drive up. And that there is a small hallway that has two doors closed off. One of these rooms, Hank, you saw last time from outside. It was a bathroom that had like half of an engine block sitting in the destroyed toilet. The other room has the curtains pulled, and you don't know what that room is. But both of those doors are closed.
Relay all this to them.
Benji, you should get back here, probably.
Yeah. And Benji's also, while he's walking back to, I guess, confer with the boys, he's going to roll an alertness check. Now that we know this thing is not teleported back and it's not dormant, it could just be like...
Well, give me a perception check. It would probably be better than alertness if you're okay. Actively going out of your way to, like...
Do we have perception in Delta Green?
Oh, sorry. Not perception, is it search? I forget what it's called.
Okay. Oh, it's success. 32 under 44.
Benji, you look in the kitchen. You look in through the doorway, you know, hearing that the ground floor, you know, like maybe you're opening the door to get the car back or something. And you see a set of, like, it looks like scrape marks along the floor that come through the dining room floor, through the dining room door into the kitchen and then out and underneath the door of one of those closed doors in the hallway.
Oh, no.
Scratch marks that would lead me to believe that the machine...
Scratch marks that remind you of a certain tripod-esque construction.
I'll get on the radio and relay that to Hank and Benedict.
I think I found it. I know where it is. In a closet. I don't know if
Benji's.
It's turned on or...
You don't hear any sounds.
I don't hear no sounds.
Is there any other windows that you can look through? is there a room window to this room?
Does the closet door have a window in the middle of it?
Oh, it's a closet.
Well,
this is
not the closet. This is the curtained room that Hank was not able to see previously. You know, like maybe you point the camera toward it, and this is if the closed door is again this. This
you mean
one
the
that,
windows
Hank
had curtains, is what you're saying? The the window to the Shermasco.
Yes, sorry, okay, gotcha. That was unclear.
Well, it's your call, Benji and Benedict. Frankly, if it was me, I'd try to sneak past it if we're trying to go upstairs. But I don't know what kind of...
I don't want to take that risk. I don't want to be in that house. There's a chance that that thing could turn on. Look, here. Hank, what if you come and give me some cover fire? Benedict, what if you keep that engine turning in case we got to make an escape?
I can't leave you there. I gotta come in.
You ain't doing too good, partner. You took a big hit yesterday.
Can't leave you guys alone.
I know you want to be there for us, but look, here's the thing. The best thing you can do, the best way you can help us right now is to stay in that car in case we got to get away.
Benji. No, I can't lose you.
God damn it, Benedict. I love you. You son of a bitch.
All right, twist my arm. I guess I'll stay in the car away from the death machine.
No, you're coming with Hank. We need you.
I love that. Okay, I guess the one with the most skills in firearms will stay in the car.
Can we... Okay, all right, before we do this, can we figure out if we can crank that door open and maybe send our little remote control friend in to take a look?
Yeah, I mean, you guys can give it a go. Is everybody coming inside now? That's my question.
What is Hank doing?
What's the plan?
We're going in. I think we have to go in. We have to face this thing.
I mean, what I was getting at is I just want to, like, look at it, see if it's dormant. If it is, I can try to operate on it. If it's not, somebody can give me some cover fire while I run to the door, and then we can all run to the car, and if somebody's already in the car, maybe that'll give us a bonus to an... Is that tracking?
That makes sense.
Okay. So,
Joe, is there any chance that the lion would fall in love with the little remote control car that we created?
What's the any charisma?
It's the casino? Sky high.
It's see, here's the thing. I'm going to say this. I'm looking at the stat block for the lion. It's in front of me right here. The lion doesn't have a charisma stat. So that leads me to believe that constructs and machines don't have charisma stat, which means that your little look,
this is the gravedigger we're talking about. It's a fucking sexy monster.
Bright green.
Okay.
Fine. Fair. Well played.
So I imagine that the three of you are now standing there in this small hallway, and there's this door.
Wait.
What?
Is somebody? What? Are we all three coming in? Is somebody staying in the getaway car?
I don't care. I don't think what do you? Benedict wants us all to come in. You want one of us to stay in the car?
Hank, you're coming in. We're not leaving Benji. Okay. You guys saved my ass. I need to save your ass, and we got to do this together.
Maybe all you could just leave the keys in the car, so whoever gets there can just.
Motor. Let's do the same thing we did last time. I bet it'll work.
Two of us almost died, but
that's the spirit.
All right, I guess we're all going in there. I guess Hank has the gun on the door.
I'm just saying there's a very real chance that I'm going to fail this roll when I try to work on this thing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I only have a 35.
Oh, I know.
And car closing clock hit.
I planned on that happening. Because we're assuming we know what this thing does when you roll. You know, what this insight into the supernatural is going to do. So let's do it. Hank's going to, I guess, stand in the living room area, pointed at the door as you try to crack and look in there and...
Or you could take the GoPro and kind of just, like, peek it in the door.
Yeah, Benji will walk up to the door, crack it. I guess Hank's still driving the GoPro, the Gravedigger.
Yeah.
I love that we're just going to call it Gravedigger. All right, you look in, and what you see is a bedroom.
It's hot.
Is it hot?
I'm trying to find my description in the bed.
It's everything else in this house looks like it's been stripped away. You can even see where the carpet has been removed in the living room. Like, it seems, and like, you know, and there's machine parts stacked up everywhere. It looks like there's a, like someone took apart a motorcycle in the dining room, and, you know, the whole place reeks. And as you slide the door open, it looks like a completely normal bedroom. There is like, and even like as you open the door, like it kicks up like dust bunnies. Like no one's been in here for ages. And the only sign of disruption in this bedroom, you know, sitting there is this metal construct sitting there in the middle of the room near this queen-size bed. And it's just sitting there much like it was when you guys saw it before. It is kind of squatted down on its weird little tripod, and it is not making any sound, and it does not move or react as you enter.
Let's maybe not hit it with a pipe this time.
Call me old-fashioned.
Agreed. Well, it looks like it's the only thing in there. Go ahead.
Looks at his shoes shamefully.
Alright, boys, it's showtime. I'm gonna get in there and do my thing.
Okay, so just because I don't have any idea of what goes on when you're working on a Carcosian clockwork construct, would I need tools? Is there a special... How much do I even know?
I would say that this being the plan, that you maybe brought a few small tools with you, or even around the house, like as you're coming in, like there on the counter or in the living room, there are tools arrayed all over the place, and it does not take you very long to pick up everything that you need to effectively work on this.
Is this one of those special Carcosian Allen keys that you need?
Yeah,
it's like one of those special wrench.
Is that standard metric or Carcosian?
It's all in Carcosian, and the number 10 Carcosian is always missing. It's always lose your number 10.
Always lose it. If Benji goes in, he's about to do surgery, right? What if Basically. Benedict could act as his nurse and hand him the scalpel, etc.? Could.
Like, you want to get an aid? Is that what you're trying to do?
That's exactly where I'm going with that.
All right.
He'll do okay. It. All right.
Benedict.
What skill does Hank or Benedict have that would assist you in this?
It's Benedict, right?
Or whoever. Whoever's going to help.
Jeez. He's not really cut out for this, actually.
Is there a skill for
straight
handing
up intelligence?
Somebody shit?
Maybe dexterity?
Or dexterity, strength? I like that. I like dexterity. Yeah. Give me a dex roll for the assist.
Big money.
That is a critical success.
Luck, yes, my man.
Okay, a critical success. All right, Benji, you're going to go up to this thing. And I'm going to actually, because it's a critical, Benedict, you put a hand on Benji's shoulder as he begins to walk forward. You kind of tell him, you kind of get the idea that maybe you should try to sneak up on this thing to avoid maybe it detecting you prior. I know you're stealth, and you think that only Benji will have to do it, because you remember that it only started kind of activating when you got really, really close to it. And you let Benji know that. And Benji's going to get a bonus to his role to work on this thing.
That's kind of a mixed bag there.
Well, and keep in mind, and Benedict, again, you have this critical. You think that Benji probably has a chance
to disarm this thing before it comes to life if it takes as long as it did last time. You think there's probably time enough to give it a go, and if it fails, to get the fuck out.
Damn, Benedict, you sure do know a lot about this.
It came to me in a dream.
It's the damnedest thing.
How brave you were.
When you almost get murdered by something, you tend to remember it kind of vividly.
Everything clicks into place.
Right. I think I track what he's saying. I mean, let's do the opposite of hit it with a pipe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's going to make sense.
All right. And I will say, Hank, get it. Hank, that if you are basically standing here pointed at this thing with your firearm, I'm going to say that essentially is giving you an aim buff.
Cool.
Because you can, during combat, you can take an action to aim that will increase your likelihood to hit. I'm going to say that you're doing that, so you're ready to go if things go sideways.
Cool. All right, gentlemen, are you ready for the stealth roll?
Yep.
I'll take that as a yes.
You're going straight into stealth.
Failure, 92 over 12.
All right, you kind of, like, you're walking towards this thing, and as you do, you drop one of these weird Carcosian wrenches. And it clang, 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 clang. And as you do, you hear a click, 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 as this thing begins to whir up.
Benji,
what do you do?
Go. Get it done.
Benji and fucking runs up to the construct, like, heart in his fucking mouth. Like, adrenaline
Benedict
pumping.
Benedict prepares his weapon.
Trembling.
Like, he knows. Make your Carcosian clockwork roll at a plus 20. Let's see what happens.
This is stressing me out.
Come on, come on. Fucking failure.
Oh, fail.
Jeez.
Benji gets up there.
55.
He pushes the wrench in. He's trembling and shaking, and he calls out for Benedict to hand him. He's like, you know, oh, give me the one with the weird twist at the end, you know, and Benedict, you hand it to him, but Benji, as you're getting to the point where you think you've almost got it, the machine suddenly lurches, and part of the tool that you're using is actually, like, bent, like it's crushed between two pieces of steel as it wrenches it away from your hand, and you know that you have moments to get away from this thing.
Run.
All right. You guys, Benedict and Benji are going to beat feet out of the room. Is that what's happening?
100%.
Okay, Hank, are you going to remain? Hank, are you going to remain at the doorway to shoot this thing? Tell me what you're going to do.
Yes.
All right. Once again, for the second time in our adventure, this time a little better prepared, the lion, this huge mechanical clockwork killing machine, comes to life as it rights itself and pulls itself up on its tripod legs. And Hank is standing there, weapon at the ready, ready to unload on this thing. And I think that's actually a good place for us to go ahead and to call it here.
Oh, a cliffhanger.
I fucked up, guys.
Well, I mean, you used the skills that you had, and, like, the dice weren't in your favor. Now what happens?
Now you die.
But yeah. Guys, thanks for doing this. This is an interesting one, trying to figure out, like, I really like how you guys are so, quite frankly, I kind of like how paranoid you guys are about
we should have just snuck past it.
Yeah, I found myself thinking the same thing.
Yeah, well, here we are. Well, listen, anyone watching, anyone listening, man, thanks for joining us. We are going to take, for those who are watching live on Twitch, we're going to take a quick break. But for the rest of you, thanks for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, and if you're interested in listening to the podcast a week early, head on over to our Patreon. We're at patreon.com/greenboxgaming_, no spaces in Greenbox Gaming.
And consider being a contributor for $3 a month. That's all it is, and you get to listen weekly to this a week early. Also, if you're watching on you're listening on Spotify, or you're watching on YouTube or anything like that, give us a thumbs up. Rate us as high as it will go.
Rate us 11.
Get us an 11, even if there's no 11. Just do it anyway. That'll just help us to grow the community. And tell your friends. Tell your friends about this weird podcast about these three chuckle fucks who are about to tangle with a robot again.
And write a review, but not on the internet, on paper, and mail it to us.
Yeah.
So I can put it on my refrigerator.
Mailing address to come. We'll get that right out. So you guys, Dace's personal mailing address.
Sure, appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Guys, thank you. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for doing it, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for not making us roll an unreasonably hard roll to tape a GoPro to a toy car.
Yeah.
Just, he made us roll it.
After a bit, I guess you guys are right.
We beat them down, boys. We won.
Small victories. Right. Even if we died, we will always have the GoPro.
You'll always have it.
The grave digger.
Like, I just imagine there's a scene where you guys are all murdered in this house. And everywhere. The lion is sitting there, like, holding the grave digger like a baby. Like a little baby robot.
I fucking knew it.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us. For those who are live with us on Twitch, we're going to be right back here in a minute. And for everyone else, thanks for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Peace.